Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called Singapore's ESR AI Blueprint, What SMBs Should Copy Right Now by Brett Allegri Wood.
And I want to say up front, when I first saw this was about Singapore's national economic strategy, I nearly tuned out. What has a government policy document got to do with running a 50-person business in Brisbane or Manchester?
That's exactly the reaction Brett's writing against. Singapore has just released its economic strategy review. It's 32 recommendations, a national blueprint. And yes, it's a government document. But the argument Brett makes is that the framing of it is the lesson for every business owner.
Right, because Singapore isn't trying to compete with Silicon Valley or Beijing on building the most powerful AI models. They're not chasing the largest data centers. They're doing something different.
They're focused on what the review calls the most enabling environment for AI adoption. Not frontier development, practical use. Businesses that can use AI effectively and ethically. That reframe, Brett argues, is actually the whole lesson for SMBs.
Which, if you're running a 20 to 200 person operation, is the playbook you want. Not how do we build AI, but how do we use it well?
Exactly. And Brett picks up on the phrase Singapore uses, champions of AI. The ESR talks about wanting local firms to become AI champions, and the implication is clear. That title is not reserved for developers or tech companies.
It's any business leader who knows how to deploy AI strategically in their industry. A different bar, a much more achievable bar.
So what does that look like in practice? Because enabling environment is still a bit abstract.
It is, but Brett breaks it down clearly. It means stopping the search for some grand AI transformation and instead finding specific pain points where targeted AI delivers a measurable improvement. That's it. That's the whole strategy.
Things like automating repetitive admin tasks to free up your team, improving data analysis so decisions come faster, better customer interactions through AI-assisted service tools, tightening up supply chain visibility to cut costs,
or personalizing marketing campaigns to lift conversion rates. None of those require you to build anything. They require you to choose the right tools and implement them with intent.
And this is where the trust piece becomes really important. The ESR's goal isn't just AI adoption, it's trusted AI adoption. And Brett argues that in a market where every competitor is claiming AI this and AI that, trust becomes the actual competitive advantage.
Which sounds like marketing language until you think about it commercially. The businesses that survive long-term will be the ones customers and partners actually trust to use AI responsibly. That's the commercial reality.
And Brett translates that into governance. Data privacy policies that are clear and enforced. Transparency with customers about how AI influences their experience. Ethical guardrails to prevent harmful or biased outputs. Understanding your tool's limitations before you deploy them.
And as he puts it, getting this right now is considerably cheaper than cleaning it up later. Regulators are watching, customers are watching.
Now, I know a lot of business owners are thinking, this sounds sensible, but I'll wait until there's a bit more clarity before we move.
And Brett's response to that is direct. Your competitors are not waiting. The more agile businesses in your market are already applying AI to supply chains, marketing, customer service, not all at once, but one targeted improvement at a time. Each small gain compounds. The business that applies 10 modest AI improvements over the next 12 months will look dramatically more efficient and more profitable than the one that waited for the perfect solution. It's not standing still, it's fallen behind.
There was also a practical point about support. The ESR includes commitments to upskilling local firms, and Brett notes that equivalent programs, grants, government-backed pilot programs, subsidized training, exist in most developed economies. Most SMB owners leave them on the table because they're too busy reacting to go looking,
which is such an easy fix. Make it someone's job to find them.
So what's the one thing to actually do this week?
For me, it's the internal AI champion. Appoint one person in your business who's responsible for tracking what you're testing, what results you're seeing, and what to try next. That accountability is what makes everything else stick.
I'd say name one process, just one. Something repetitive, time-consuming, and rule-based. That's your first AI campaign. Not because it's glamorous, but because it's solvable. Research two or three purpose-built tools for that use case and move.
The full article is at anabu.ai.
And if you want this working inside your own business, Threat offers a free AI audit. You can book it there. Thanks for listening.